You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google is planning to re-enter the Chinese market this autumn. 2016 is predicted to be a year of considerable change for the Middle Eastern e-commerce market, and mobile e-commerce is booming in Indonesia. Google is allegedly planning to re-enter the Chinese market as early as this autumn. Sources familiar with the plan have said that Google intends to launch a Chinese version of its Google Play App Store, which complies with the country's strict censorship laws. This is an apparent U-turn on Google's previous stance to censorship in China, which culminated with the search engine leaving the country in 2010 and being banned by the so-called Great Firewall of China after refusing to censor its search results. China's internet censorship laws ban pornographic and other offensive content, including the spreading of rumors. Last year, China made it a criminal offence to broadcast any defamatory content online. A perpetrator can face up to 3 years imprisonment if the information has been viewed by 5,000 people or reposted 500 times. 2016 will be a year of considerable change for the Middle Eastern e-commerce market, according to research by Frost and Sullivan. The study predicts that 4 new technologies will take off next year: e-commerce sites, augmented reality, smart shelves, and robotic assistants. A spokesperson from the Dubai World Trade Center said that retailers must embrace these new technologies in order to survive in an increasingly digital world, saying, "Regional retailers are increasingly under pressure to captivate customers and drive sales, and Internet of Things related technology solutions will be integral in converging brick and mortar and online stores." The Middle East e-commerce market is worth around $14 billion currently, with this predicted to rise to $20 billion by 2020. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Egypt are the countries with the largest e-commerce markets. Research by Google and the Indonesian e-commerce company Elevenir has revealed that mobile e-commerce is booming in Indonesia. 78% of respondents said that they had engaged in e-commerce through a mobile phone, with clothing and jewelry being the most popular items that people bought online. The study's authors put the boom in mobile e-commerce down to increased smartphone penetration in Indonesia and improved online security, meaning that consumers felt safer buying online. The increase in mobile e-commerce comes despite Indonesia's economy slowing down generally, with the country's GDP growth hitting its lowest point in 6 years last quarter. The increasing popularity of e-commerce in India has led to more Indians using debit and credit cards. The amount of debit and credit cards used in India increased by 16% and 21% respectively this year compared to last year, with the value of transactions also increasing by a similar proportion. The increased usage of credit and debit cards seems to be fairly evenly distributed across metropolitan Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Banks are increasingly realizing the potential of online credit and debit usage, with rising e-commerce, internet, and smartphone penetration all leading to increased online spending. Some banks are now presenting offers to customers who use their cards to shop online, including Citibank, which recently teamed up with MasterCard to create the e-wallet Citi MasterPass. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth an estimated $25 billion, but this could hit $250 billion by 2025 as the market grows at a compound annual growth rate of 35%. And finally, internet capacity is growing faster in Africa than anywhere else in the world. Research by Telegeography has revealed that internet capacity has increased by 51% in Africa in the last 4 years, compared to 47% in Oceania, 44% in Latin America and the Middle East, 40% in Asia, and 33% in Europe and North America. Africa is a key frontier for future internet growth, with the 1 billion threshold for mobile subscriptions edging ever closer. As internet capacity increases, more and more Africans will be able to get online and access more complex websites, making it an important region for businesses looking to target international markets. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.